It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Jen DeWinner from the diabetes section on the phone. Hello, Jen.
Good morning.
How has your summer been so far?
It's been great.
Yeah.
Great.
How
about yours?
Not too bad. The weather's been pretty good and, busy, but that's what summer's all about, I think.
That's right.
We are talking about the diabetes support group at the hospital today. Tell us more.
Yes. So this is a free service open to anybody, whether you have diabetes or you're trying to prevent diabetes or you just want to come and get information and education about diabetes. Maybe you care for someone with diabetes. So once a quarter, we hold a support group, and the next one actually is coming up next week, Wednesday, August 13th. We're going to talk some diabetes, and then I have a pharmacist that's going to be a little guest speaker and just talk about all those diabetes medications that you hear about or see on TV, just to help people understand what those medications are all about.
And I was going to say, there's a lot of those medications between the oral stuff and now the Ozempics and the Wegovys of the world and everything. It's hard to keep track of it, especially if you're not living it.
It is, absolutely. And then there's always new ones popping up, and maybe just side effects that you don't realize, or people have questions, they're worried or afraid about something, and it's nice to just kind of be able to talk through some of those questions. So,
will this pharmacist also talk about meters and about taking blood sugars and all that stuff too?
I'm sure she could, but then that's also, I can answer those questions at any time also. But yes, we will both be there. So, and it is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is in the conference room back by the cafeteria, which is a room change.
Oh, so okay. Don't you usually have that on the second floor?
We used to have it on the second floor, but that room is booked. So, just ask if anybody's looking for the diabetes support group. There'll be some signage, and then people will walk you back to where we're meeting.
Do you need to sign up ahead of time, or can you just show up?
You can just show up.
Perfect. And if anybody's got any questions, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me. My direct line to my office is 332-7643. If I don't answer, you can just leave me a message, and that comes right into the diabetes center.
And trust me, as a person who is had diabetes, kind of doesn't really have it anymore, and is suffering some of the ill effects of it. If you think you might have diabetes, you want to go make sure, and you want to find out more about this, because you heed my warning. Having diabetes for a long period of time going unchecked, not a good idea. It really isn't.
And, that's what's helpful, too, is getting into these support groups, then you're with your peers and people who are living what you're living. So it is just helpful when people share, hey, I tried this, I did this, this really helped me, this didn't help me. It's just learning from each other. And obviously there's no shame, we're all smarter and wiser as we get older. But yeah, if you can prevent any complications and learn some information, reduce those complications, then that is what's best for you.
That's right. Exactly. Anything else we need to make sure people know, or we got it all taken care of?
I think we have it all taken care of. The next support group would be Wednesday, November 12th. That's a little ways out, but you can always call if you have questions, or we're pretty good about getting that stuff out on social media.
There you go. Jen DeWinter from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Craig. Have a great day.